Thank you. A lonesome whistle blows. It gets my mind to thinking of a time so long ago, when a single greenback dollar bought a time out on the town. Come Friday night, we'd build a fire, turn loose them old fox hounds.
Them old Kentucky farmers, they work hard all the time. Callous hands and blisters, but they didn't seem to mind.
Got cornbread on the wood stove, half runners on the vine.
Would take $1 million to leave it all behind.
Everybody knew their neighbors and would lend a helping hand. When they heard of someone passing, they would come throughout the land. Well, I remember way back when the Mosier barn burnt down. With wagon loads of lumber, they came from miles around.
Them old Kentucky farmers, they work hard all the time. Callous hands and blisters, but they didn't seem to mind.
Got cornbread on the wood stove, had runners on the vine.
Would take $1 million to leave it all behind. Them old Kentucky farmers, they work hard all the time. Calloused hands and blisters, but they didn't seem to mind.
Got cornbread on the wood stove, had runners on the vine.
Would take $1 million to leave it all behind.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory, keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks, and I'll be planted on the columns now that binds me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiven when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back road by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. junkyards and the highways come between us. And some other woman crying to her mother, 'cause she turned and I was gone. I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I'd dip my cup of soup back from the gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Blue-cupped hands round a tin can, I pretend I hold you to my breast and mine. That you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind. You want me to love just you while you love your share. Ain't that being a little unfair? It's me stay home while you roam till you decide. Being a little unfair. I can't see how it can be anything for me. What's mine is yours, but what's yours is yours. That's how you. Thank you. I was born the son of a southern sharecropping man, born with the reins and the plow in my calloused hands. I was working in the fields with my dad when I was age 2, and by 10 I could do what my dad could do. My daddy was a hard-working man of the land. His name was John, little John I am. Southern sharecropping man, and like my father before me, I worked the land. And my only born son, Jonathan, has just turned 3. Thank you. walk no more. One day I'll be free and over prison walls I'll fly. But it's Hard Rock Mountain prison till I die.
Hey! Thank you very much.
Shine up my shoes, call my baby and tell her the news. Met my bundle on his way back night, came home a winner with a big old swag.
1 foot, 2 foot, slew foot, drag, swing your honey to the sugar foot rag. Wiggle and a jig and a zig and a zag, and listen to us play that sugar foot rag.
And a bottle of wine, one's for my honey and the other is mine. Sip on the cider, sip on the wine, we both sit together and have a good time.
1 foot, 2 foot, slew foot, drag, swing your honey to the sugar foot rag. Wiggle and a jig and a zig and a zag, and listen to us play the sugar foot rag.
Spend all my money and get on a jag. Swing my honey to the sugar foot rag. Walk right up and stomp on the floor. Swing up the middle with the shoe pie four.
1 foot, 2 foot, slew foot, drag. Swing your honey to the sugar foot rag. Wiggle and a jig and a zig and a zag. And listen to us play that sugar foot rag.
Thank you very, very much. And let us say what a pleasure it is to be with you here tonight in beautiful downtown Raleigh, North Carolina. Got anybody from North Carolina here tonight? Well, we'll be here for, I guess, for the rest of the week. Just got in town today, but looking forward to spending some time here in this wonderful city. We were here last year with the IBMA convention and been looking forward to getting back over here ever since then. We don't have a lot of time. We thought we would just play as many songs as we could possibly get in a 30-minute segment. So that's why we haven't done much talking up till now. And I'm going to try my best not to do much talking still. But I want to tell you who everybody is real quick on the far end of the stage down here playing the mandolin and the mandola, one of the veteran members of the group. Been here about a total of 20 years and one of the most followed mandolin players on the bluegrass circuit today, Wayne Benson on the mandolin. standing next to him and next in between me and Wayne here is a fellow that, for those of you who have followed Third Time Out history and been a fan of the group for a while, you know that Edgar was a part of the group for 7 years until the first of this year when he left to form a group with Dave Adkins. Our regular bass player that we have now is a little under the weather, and he's not able to travel with us right now. So Edgar was gracious enough to agree to step in and fill the spot for us, and he's doing a great job. For 7 years he did, and he still is. He's from up in northeast Georgia. This is Edgar Loudermilk. Y'all give it up for him. Over here on the five-string banjo is a new face to the group since January 1, from Marion, Virginia. That was his mom and dad, I believe, back there.
Come on!
But doing a great job on the five-string banjo and harmony vocals, none other than Keith McKinnon on the five-string banjo. And another long-term member of the group for 10 years now, playing fiddle and also lending his vocal harmonies from time to time. One of the most talented guys, I guess, that I've ever met. And such a pleasure to have this guy in the group. He's from a little town called Milford, again, in Virginia. Y'all got the same parents?
No, we don't.
No. Just outside of Fredericksburg, Virginia. Justin Haynes on the fiddle down there. We've had a great time visiting with you here tonight. We'll do another song for you here and let you go do whatever else you got plans for tonight. But we definitely want to thank everybody at WNC, David Brower, for letting us be a part of this special event here tonight. Hope you've enjoyed something that we've presented to you. And we'll take it out with a song that's been real good to us since the mid-90s, written by Wayne and our sound tech, Donnie Carver, and myself. This is called John and Mary. Down in South Alabama, where the cypress trees grow, there lived a man named John, looking for a wife, so to town he did go. It was there he found sweet Mary, and they made their wedding plans. The next Sunday morning, when the church bells rang, they were standing hand in hand. And the preacher said, John, do you take Mary for your wife? And he said, oh, yes, Lord, for the rest of my life. The preacher said, Mary, do you love this man in front of you? And she said, oh, yes, Lord, forever I'll be true. Now when the sun comes up in the morning, they look into each other's eyes, and the love and the faith they see in each other, no one can deny. And the little baby boy she holds in her arms shows the power when you pray. And every night on their knees they thank the Lord above for giving them that day. When the preacher said, John, do you take Mary for your wife? And he said, oh, yes, Lord, for the rest of my life. The preacher said, Mary, do you love this man in front of you? And she said, oh, yes, Lord, forever I'll be true. Lived a man named John, looking for a wife, so to town he did go. It was there he found sweet Mary, and they made their wedding plans. The next Sunday morning, when the church bells rang, they were standing hand in hand. And the preacher said, John, do you take Mary for your wife? And he said, oh, yes, Lord, for the rest of my life. And the preacher said, Mary, do you love this man in front of you? And she said, oh, yes, Lord, forever I'll be. much, everybody. We had a great time. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks.